Paul, where do you begin with a game like that?
Performance was unacceptable. The players know that. We've just had them in the changing room there for a lengthy time, and a few home truths were told. We've got 13 games left, you know, and there are 13 massive games for us now. And, you know, the only one positive of any today is that the results have went for us.
Can you divulge anything about what's been said in the dressing room?
No, because we stick together. And that was the main thing that came out of there. And, you know, as a group, over the course of the season, they've been fantastic for me. But days like today, they know as a manager I won't accept, you know, and I'll apologise to the fans that have come down, because they've travelled a long way, and to see a performance that was as inept as that without, you know, any real energy, you know, never mind the quality, is something as a manager I won't accept.
Where did it start to go wrong this afternoon? Where was it wrong, Paul, today?
They started in the front foot, pegged us back, and rather than doing what we'd worked on during the week, you know, we sat back and invited a lot of pressure on ourselves, and, you know, you do that against good players, you're going to get punished, and we did today.
It's obviously surprised you as well. I'm sure you didn't see anything like that coming.
No, we didn't, because they've trained well this week, you know, and the most disappointing thing is that we felt coming here today that we had a right chance, you know, but through the way we trained and stuff that we looked to do today, and for whatever reason as a group, it didn't happen. You know, in some games you can afford two or three, maybe four sometimes, not completely at it, but when you get 10, having an off day, you're going to get punished, especially in this division. But the one thing we do is we regroup. You know, we're all disappointed and angry at the minute, but we might look back at today and take some positives out of it in the last 13 games.
How can so many players all at once be on an off day? Is it just a coincidence?
Yeah, it is. Look, I can stand here and say, look, we've had two long journeys and a week and everything else, but they're just excuses. We weren't good enough today. They were a hell of a lot better than us. We pinpoint why and we go again next week.
Is it uncharacteristic from your defenders as well? I mean, your defence has been pretty tight recently. Even when you haven't been winning games, you've kept clean sheets or conceded just one goal.
Yeah, it was. We were all over the place defensively today as a unit. You know, their front two are a handful, we knew that, but we didn't deal with them enough. You know, we get, as well as being outplayed, we got outfought at times, you know, which, as you said, is uncharacteristic of us. You know, but we've got to move on now, you know, and we've got a big week ahead of us now and a lot of big games coming up, and we need to get back to the standards we were at a few weeks ago.
Seems strange to say after a 5-0 defeat, but does Sam Johnson come out with a bit of credit today?
That's why I said 10 players not at it.
It was him. It was him who you were highlighting.
Yeah, it wasn't. You know, and another thing is, it could have been a lot more if it wasn't for Sam.
Obviously, a response is everything you need now. With the stage we're at in the season, that is more imperative than ever before, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.